الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا، إنه هو السميع البصير. وقال تعالى: أقم الصلاة لذكري. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة معراج المؤمن، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, if there is an occasion that would really boost the zest, enthusiasm, the aspirations of the Muslim Ummah, it is the remembrance of this night of Laylatul Mi'raj. This event that took place approximately 1431 years ago, which means that according to some historians, this event took place in the 10th year of Nubuwwat. And after 3 years, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Hijrah, and the Islamic calendar begins from the Hijrah. This is such an event that Muslim that feels low, that feels demoralized, if he looks at the condition of the Muslims around the world, or if he has individual problems in his own life, if he is going through any amount of difficulties, he should reflect upon the Mi'raj, this great event. And there is absolutely no doubt that it will put him on such a pedestal, such a high, which a word that I would like to use, that he will feel like there is nothing that is unsurmountable by him. He will be able to fulfill any of his aspirations, and he will be able to accomplish any objectives that he has set out in his life. There are two reasons why I make this claim. And included in that claim that I make is that I believe that the adherence of this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those people who firmly believe in the Mi'raj, which makes part of our iman, this ascension of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first the journey from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then the ascension from Masjid al-Aqsa to beyond the seven heavens, this is part of our iman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it is narrated about him that after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this journey, the people came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, now your friend is making a very strange claim. He says that in the part of last night, he traveled all the way to Masjid Aqsa and beyond the seven heavens, and he came back the same night. Do you believe that? So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked those polytheists, he says, Did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that? They said, yes, he said that. So he said, then I accept it. Because I believe in things that are much more far-fetched than what you are telling me now. On that occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got this title As-Siddiq, the one that testified to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there we also learn the analogy that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used. He said that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a daily basis, he tells me on occasions more than once sometime in one day that he's receiving revelation from the sky, from the highest point in the sky. Why can't I believe that he went to Masjid Aqsa and beyond? So he used wahi as an analogy that if I can accept wahi, why can't I accept this? See? So that was what he meant when he said that I believe in more stranger things. If you find this strange, I believe in more far-fetched things than this on a daily basis from my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is nothing. Nevertheless, the second claim is that any person who has certainty in the mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he is a true believer in the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was manifested on this night, then he has absolutely no right to be in any difficulty in this world. He should have absolutely no stress. He should not be suffering in this world. If there are adversities that are coming upon him, then it will come from two avenues, which inshallah in my talk I will talk about. But those two so-called adversities, troubles, difficulties and worries are actually a great boon to him in his life. So then we come back to the same conclusion, that person who has firm yaqeen on the episode or the event that took place on the night of Mi'raj, whenever it took place, then this individual who is now called a Muslim, who has Iman, there is no way that he can suffer in this world. There is no way that he is not living a life of bliss and happiness in this world. And if the scenario is different, that the most misplaced people in the world are the Muslims, the most impoverished people in the world at this moment from a percentage point of view are the Muslims, and those that are affected most by difficulties are the Muslims. And if we internally have a lot of strife and hatred, malice and enmity amongst ourselves, then there's something definitely wrong. Because on one occasion, or on one hand, we see that as a believer, it is not befitting for you to be in that state as a Muslim ummah. And on the other hand, we are in that state. See? The greatest amount of refugees in this world at this moment are the Muslims. Yes. So now, seems like there is a problem. The reason why I make these claims is number one, that on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the greatness and the importance of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beyond all doubts. No one, none of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was ever and will ever be conferred with such dignity and honor like our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conferred on this night. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that there will be no creation on this earth that will be greater than this final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like historians say, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a hadith, then he read the at-tahiyyat. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. That all my bodily worship, all my worship from my heart, or whatever financial contributions that I make in the name of worship, all this, O Allah, is for you. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Allah Ta'ala replied to him. After Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala praised or sent salutations upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the other hand, he thought of us. And he said, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Now on this night, just like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conferred with this greatness and this dignity and honor, this majd, this high status which can never be surpassed. There is nothing to explain the greatness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this episode. That there was no creation, not even Jibreel alayhi salam, could go beyond a certain point that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went when he was called up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam exactly that which, if a believer holds on to, he can never ever have a problem. Such a gift which in it is all the rosy of this world. Everything that you want, everything that we vie with each other for, compete with each other for, in the form of sustenance, rosy, everything is in this gift. Every barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on this earth, it is in this gift. Every safety, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith Qudsi says that that person who performs his salah, fahuwa fi dhimmatillah, he comes under the direct protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every safety that a person wants is in this gift. Every itminan, peace, serenity that a person gets in his heart, total contentment of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept the contentment of this heart in anything of this world. Must remember that. That is why the ulama say that the more you will chase behind it, the more it will increase you in the opposite of contentment and what we will call peace and tranquility. It will increase you in the opposite of that.